Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to go to the mailbag, and we are going to take emails that I've received in the past and go through them, but with sort of a direction. And the direction I'd like to cover today is this. It's very hard to mentor people, teach people, motivate people, or whatever it is you'd call what we do at Lifestyles, for various reasons, but one of which is just understanding. You know, you have to have a certain amount of understanding at any one level to be able to clearly understand the next level. Now, it's possible to get an overview, a great overview. And a great overview is a good thing for the average person because it brings it back down to earth, puts it in bite-sized pieces, makes sense of it. But when you really look at what we're talking about going from being an average person, it's got a job, has real, and this is the lowest end of the spectrum, and think of it being a continuum from completely broke with no idea about money to multimillionaire. Right? We won't even talk about being billionaires because we don't really even, we're not aimed at that. I mean, quite honestly, I'd have to be a billionaire myself to teach you how to be a billionaire, and I'll never hit that because I don't have that information. And by the way, if there ever was a billionaire class, I'd be the first one in it. Do you realize that there are no books on how to be a billionaire? There are books about billionaires, but there are no books about how to be a billionaire. Do you realize there are no seminars on how to be a billionaire? There are seminars by billionaires, but there is no seminar on how to be a billionaire. The greatest thing that somebody like Cuban can say to you is, keep your dreams alive and go after what you want in life. I mean, that's the kind of puff piece you get from billionaires. They won't tell you what they really did. They won't tell you how they did it. And here at Lifestyles, I wanted to take away the puff piece part of being a millionaire and say there are literally technical steps you take to becoming a millionaire. And they're as minuscule as starting all the way over here on the far, far, far bottom of the continuum where you say, gosh, do you know what a checking account is? Do you balance your checkbook each month? Have you ever thought about starting a savings account? You know, for those of you that are my normal listeners, you're listening to me right now going, Del, come on. What are you talking about, kids? No, there are grown adults that don't get it. They have no idea. I think that's why Dave Ramsey has been so successful as a radio commentator, as a teacher, a mentor, is because there are masses of people that don't even know how to balance a checkbook. I remember dating a girl one time, and she told me, Del, I said, why do you keep bouncing checks? She goes, well, I figured as long as I got checks in the checkbook, I still got money in the bank. Now, you would think that that's a joke, right? But I've literally gotten that type of answer from people before. They have no idea what it means. They don't know how to balance a checkbook, to even figure out if they do have any money or not. So you're talking about people with absolutely zero financial education, all the way up to people that think they know it all, right? Which follow the stock market every day. They've got 401ks, IRAs, SEPs, TSAs. They've got accounts of all kinds. They have a financial planner planning their financial future for them. All this stuff to where they believe that they're highly sophisticated. And yet, they couldn't tell you if they could retire by age 60 or not. Or even 65, sometimes even 70. And so it's amazing the misunderstanding along the way. Now, why am I bringing all that up? I'm bringing it up because I want to make a point, and that is, as we sit out here on the radio and we present ideas, we present stories about people and their success, some people just don't have enough information in their educational set. I'm trying to think of the nice way to say this stuff, guys. I'm really struggling here. They just don't have enough understanding to get it. And so when they hear something, it is misperceived as to what it really means. So today I'm going to go through a bunch of emails, not with the intention for you to actually learn anything from the email itself, but I'm going to take the email apart sentence by sentence and talk to you about where the misperceptions could lie within the listeners out there, what they're misperceiving or could be misperceiving about what's being said. Now you say, well, Dale, why teach from the negative? Well, one reason everybody teaches from the positive, right? And I don't like to be just like everybody else, but I'm a type B personality. I spend more time avoiding failure than going after success. You say, well, that's not what most motivational speakers tell you to do, Dale. They go, get out there, fire, ready, aim. That's Tony Robbins. Fire, ready, aim. Do something. Get off the couch. Again, with Mark Cuban. Let's see. If you're not now where you want to be in life, you haven't failed enough times. Whew, man. Robert Kiyosaki. I've lost millions and millions and millions and millions of my investors' money, but they've never been mad at me because I've always let them be the next person into my next deal. So as he loses everybody's money, he thinks it's a nice thing to let him get into the next deal he can lose their money on. Now, that's written in a book, okay? So I'm not making this stuff up. That's the way these positive motivational people think. Here's one. If you throw enough mud on the wall, something's got to stick. So I had a guy come to my seminar many years ago, probably 20 years ago, and he bought my seminar. That next weekend, I saw him at a big convention, business convention, and he had bought four other business seminars. And I said, have you even done anything with mine, which is proven to work? And he just looked at me and goes, no. I said, then why are you buying these other ones? His answer was, just in case. Just in case. Yours isn't the right one, and one of these are. I need to have them all. That is the typical approach of a type A personality. Throw enough mud on the wall, something's got to stick, right? If I'm wrong five times, it's okay if I'm right once. That's the typical personality. So now take this situation I'm in where I'm trying to teach people from all different levels of financial literacy. Sorry, they worked when I got up this morning. To no literacy, financial literacy, to all the way up to high levels of finance, and then give them two different personalities. And I know everybody thinks, well, I'm both. I little this, a little that. No, you don't. When it comes to money, you're either a type B, tight wad, or you're a throw it at the wall, do anything you want with the money kind of person. And you just think you're the other. Because your actions and reactions have to fall into one of two categories, which is take action or not take action. Type B's don't take action. They procrastinate and avoid taking action. Type A's take action. Now, what's good is if you can train yourself to know what your weakness is, and if you're a type A, to study before you jump, and if you're a type B, realize that you got to do something. So once you've done your studying, take action. So those are the challenges now. I've outlined the challenge for you here in the first segment. And now I'm going to go into these emails and I'm going to talk to you about real situations, right? And I'm going to dissect these situations to the point where you can see the real challenge. Why? Maybe, just maybe, you'll hear something and go, whew, that's me. Whew, that's my spouse. Whew, that's my kid. Ooh, that's my friend. You'll be able to see somebody, see the action and reaction of somebody that might be like you. And then you can see as I go through why that action or reaction is dangerous or effective then you'll be able to maybe benefit from it. If nothing else, guys, I guarantee you this will be interesting and probably funny to some of you. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today, as I spoke of in the first segment, I'm going to go through the mailbag, but I'm not going through the mailbag specifically to answer the questions in the emails. I probably will answer the question email, but that's not what I'm going through it for. What I'm going through it for today is for you to hear what people say, and then discuss what people think when they hear other people say stuff, right? It's very complex, multi-layered thought process going on. Now, these emails I've brought out from over the past months, and I'm not going to use anybody's names because I haven't warned anybody I was going to do it, and I haven't asked anybody if I could use their email. So I'm not going to use anything, if I can help it, that will identify the people. So the first one says, as I sit here in Baghdad listening to one of your podcasts, I started to think about where blank and I have come from. That's his wife and him, since joining Lifestyles Unlimited. When we had dinner with you and Melissa, we had one passive investment that will return 400% in about 2 years from when we invested in that apartment building. So let's talk about that. What is 400%? Let's say they put down $100,000, and over 2 years, they earned 10% on that $100,000 as cash flow. That would be $10,000 1 year, $10,000 the second year. So that would only be 20% over that time. So to earn 400%, they would have had to have earned $400,000. Now, that's not possible in cash flow. So what must have happened? The property was purchased, was renovated, the rents were raised, and the value of the property went up massively. But because of leverage, the people that owned the place had a very small percentage of the price of the property invested in the property. So let's say that you had $10,000 of your money invested in this deal, and the value of the property went up 100%, so it went from $1 million to $2 million, and your $10,000 would then have gone up to $400,000 because you're only in for 25% of the cost. So you have a $100,000 gain on a I've messed up the numbers in my own brain. Excuse me. The bottom line is you have a 4-to-1 ratio when you have a 25% down payment. So if the property goes up in value by 100%, in other words, we paid $1 million for it, now it's worth $2 million, then the down payment, which would have been $250,000, the $250,000 that was in it to buy the $1 million property, you now have a property worth $2 million, so you went up $1 million in value on a $250,000 investment, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, that's a 400% return. That's how they can claim to have had a 400% return. Now we'll read on and see if they pulled that money out or not. Now we have two passive deals, a house that's currently going through a rehab. My wife is getting hit up all the time for us to do a case study on this house because it looks like we will be all in for about $10,000. So when you go to buy a house, the average house price in our country right now is about $250,000, give or take, you know, $10,000 where you live. And if you put simply 25% or 20% down of $200,000, or $250,000, you'd be looking at $50,000 out of pocket just for the down payment. Forget the rehab money. Then you back that down. It's okay, we're not buying houses at $250,000. We're buying houses at $150,000 that we're going to try to turn into $250,000 after we rehab them. So you buy it for $150,000. If you had to put 20% down on that, right, you'd be looking at $30,000 plus whatever rehab. So let's say another 10 or 20 in rehab, so you're still looking at $40,000 or $50,000 bucks. This person's telling you they got in for $10,000. Now that's something you can't understand. You can't perceive, you can't conceive, because we have special kinds of financing where we will get loans on what the property is worth after we repair it compared to what it's worth the day we buy it. So we can go out there and borrow 75% of what it's worth. So if it's going to be worth $200,000, we're going to be able to borrow 75% of $200,000, which is $150,000. Now remember, we bought it for $150,000. So what do we have out of pocket? Zero. So what's the $10,000? It's either $10,000 in rehab or $5,000 in financing and $5,000 in rehab, finance costs and $5,000 in rehab. It's some other additional, but all told out of their pocket is only $10,000. Now, if you don't understand that, you can't perceive this. You just think they're going to go right out here and buy a house. And if you go out there and just buy a house, you're not going to make $40,000 on a $10,000 down payment. Even if you made the $40,000, if you have $50,000 out of pocket, right, that's nowhere near the same. $40,000 on $10,000 is a 400% return. And you're not going to do that with conventional real estate investments. Goes on and says, in addition to these accomplishments, what we now see is clear path to retirement. Even though we started with a net worth pretty close to zero and not being highly compensated people, myself, my wife and myself, I think we were retired about 5 years from the time we joined Lifestyles. We will be proof to anyone that if we can do it, anyone can do it. For all this, I thank you for what you've done for us. Our net worth is currently 2 years and 4 months later has gone from zero to $210,000. Thank you. All right. Now, what's wrong with that conversation there? Right? How can you invest if you have zero net worth? And the answer is you can't. So something is not being explained in this story. And one of the things that I find to be true year after year after year for 30 years now is that people don't know what money they have. Their perception is they have no net worth. They own a home that's worth $400,000 that they only owe $300,000 on, but their perception is they have no money. Because they owe this debt on this house, they have no money. Yet they have $100,000 equity in the house, right? They've got this boat or this second home that has $100,000 worth of equity in it, and they perceive they have no money because they have this stuff. So part of what we do when we get a hold of you is we have to teach you how to look for your money. Another one is they got their money tied up in their 401k, and they go, I can't get to that until I retire. That's not really even money in their mind. But yet it is. So just because you don't know how to get to it, and we do, and we believe in getting to it, and you don't, we're taking people that in their own minds have zero net worth. Why do you have zero net worth? Because you couldn't go get it. If tomorrow you needed the money, you wouldn't be able to go get it because you don't know how to go get it. And or some situations are, by the time you need the money, they won't let you have it. But if you get it before you need it, you can have it. So this is, herein lies some of the biggest challenges there are, is to have incredibly positive emails like this, incredibly positive case studies and motivation situations, and then have people either come away with the idea, number one, it's wrong, that I have absolutely no money at all, I'm broke, and I'm going to go buy an apartment complex. Because that's what they're saying. Their first apartment complex deal made them 400% return. They're saying they bought a house for $10,000. But they said they had no money. So where did they get the money for the apartment complex? In fact, they have two apartments and one house. Where did it come from? Again, I'm not using your names because I'm not putting them on the spot. I'm putting you on the spot to think about what's rational. And the point is, you need us to teach you how to find that money as much as teach you how to do it. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're reading between the lines on emails, not specifically reading the emails to answer the questions, but reading the emails to understand the misconceptions of the people sending the emails and or the misconceptions that could be construed by the audience that's listening to me reading the emails. Why? Because this is where the real rubber hits the road. If you don't understand what someone's talking about, all of the help and all of the motivation and all of the insight doesn't really help much. So I'm trying to just open your eyes to some of the insider stuff that goes on as I have to try to help people. Many times I have to figure out what the real problem is, the real question is, before I can even answer their question, because their question is too vague or misleading. So here's one right here. This is a three-parter. It says, hi, I'm glad to hear from you. You're back on the radio. Sounds like you're doing well. I emailed you about a year ago with a question about getting into multifamily, and you told me to be sure to get educated. Shortly after that, I got in touch with Keith and met him up in Michigan where I took the two-day. At that point, I had five single families with a cash flow of $1,977 per month. That's $1,977 per month. I now have 10 single-family houses, that's double that, with a cash flow of $3,950 per month. My goal is to get to $10,000 per month. I just booked my ticket to the expo this year, as well as the ticket on the bus tour. I'm so excited to tour the apartment complexes and meet the members running them. Every time I hear you on the podcast, I get excited about expanding my portfolio and one day being able to retire myself and my wife. Hope all is well. Now, what do I think about this first email? I'm thinking this guy's down to earth. He's got it figured out. He accomplished quite a bit. He went out there and went from somebody who had, you know, five rent houses to 10 rent houses. He's up to $3,950 per month. So right now I'm thinking this guy's son really down-to-earth and pretty well-rounded individual. Next thing is he wrote me another email. He said, well, oh, no, I wrote to him and said, wow, here's your situation. You want to retire. You only need a certain amount of money to do that, but you realize that your earned income is not equal to your passive income and that your passive income, because it's tax-free, is worth a lot more than your earned income. So you really are a lot closer to retiring than what you thought, because here he's at $3,950 per month, and he's thinking he needs $10,000 per month to replace his earned income. So he wrote me back after that email and he said, hi, Del, I heard you read my email on the radio the other day and I decided to do some more research into the actual take-home pay. Well, needless to say, you were right about the disparity between gross income and net income. I wanted to share these numbers with you for 2019. For reference, I live in a suburb outside of Cleveland, Ohio. Also, I stopped contributing to my 401k halfway through the year and decided to take a $50,000 loan out of my 401k for real estate investments. So here we go. I got the guy to stop contributing to his 401k so he has more money in his life to use to invest. I got him to take out $50,000 tax-free out of his 401k to invest with. So now he's ready to get going, right? Then he came to this conclusion. His income last year was $100,000 and his car allowance was $6,000 annually. So his total income is $106,000. His expenses, his 401k contribution was $3,298. His 401k loan payment was $5,819. His health insurance was $1,509. His federal income taxes was $16,000. Medicare was $1,423. Social Security was $6,086. Ohio state tax was $3,200. And Ohio local tax was $2,454. Total expenses, $39,958. My actual take-home pay was only $66,477. So if you take my actual take-home pay of $66,447 and subtract my annual passive income of $47,400, I need $19,047 more to retire. Now, this is one logical, intelligent person who actually understands the show and went and did what I said, figured it out analytically. I'm just loving this guy's email, right? So it goes on and says, So basically what I need is $1,587 more per month in passive income to achieve my retirement. That will be done with four more houses. That's it. Thanks for the help. Four more houses. This guy's done. And he didn't even realize it until we had just a little bit of an email conversation back and forth, in which case this obviously logical, intelligent, mathematically effective individual came to the same conclusion that I was trying to share with him, was you're not as far away as you think you are. How many people out there don't understand that? I mean, here I am teaching this stuff, and you're thinking, I've got to replace my job. You don't have to replace your job. You only take home about 60% of what you earn. That's it. The rest of it is lost. It's lost to taxes, to insurance, 401ks, IRAs, the whole bit, whatever. So you're not that far away from retiring. Here's an interesting one. How much time do I have left here? I've got 6 minutes. Okay. Let's look at this one. This one, I like this. This guy goes, hi, I'm 78 years old and have $2 million worth of net worth. Am I too old to venture into the whole new area called real estate? And then I asked him back, I said, what are you doing with this $2 million, right? And what are you now wanting to accomplish? And he says, I've heard enough on your radio show to figure out my investment strategy, if any. I should be an investor. That's a rental real estate. Generates a higher return than my biggest holdings, bonds, and some are yielding 5% and some are tax-free. So he's saying he's got bonds that range in different amounts. That's anywhere from anywhere from 1 to 5%. And some of them are tax-free bonds, which makes them, whatever that rate of return is, even better than what its coupon rate is, because you're not paying taxes on the income. So the after-tax effect is good. So I wrote him back, because this is an interesting one. He's 78 years old. And I said, those are good returns, especially if they're tax-free. We look for 7 to 15% cash flow on our investments and an additional capital increase value of 50% and up per year. So, in other words, he's getting anywhere from 1 to 5, some of it tax-free. We're looking for 7 to 15%, all of it tax-free. But we're looking for an additional 50% a year in capital gains. So maybe it's not 50% this year. Maybe it's zero capital gains this year, but next year it's 100%, or maybe it's only 70% next year, but it's a lot more than just the 0 to 5%. We usually pull this out by refinancing, which brings us no tax consequences with it. So the only question at your age is, do you have the motivation to earn a little more than you are now, and is it worth the time and trouble to get involved? Let me know what you think. So you realize this. Guy's 78 years old, he's got $2 million. Average person can live on probably, I would say, $100,000 a year. So that's 20 years, right? That's 20 years if he just lives an average person's life that he could live. And he's 78. That would make him 98. So is there any reason whatsoever for this gentleman to change into real estate since he's where he's at now? And at 63 years of age, I ask myself that question every single day. Where's the point where you go, you know what, let's just pull the plug, take whatever we have, dig a hole in the backyard, put it in gigantic, you know, fireproof box, waterproof box, snakeproof box, ant-proof box, and let's dig it up once a year and pull out $100,000 and live on it. I mean, I've thought of that 1,000 times. I mean, it's the easy way out, isn't it? But then I sit there and I go, but what if something drastic happens? And what if I miss an opportunity to double my money or triple my money? And then you go, well, how hard am I really working to continue to invest? And my mind goes round and round, and then I go, well, is 63 really that old? And then you get an email like this about 78, and then you get one about a guy, well, my dad's 91 and he's still hiking, or, you know, and you start wondering all these questions. And the answer, I think, comes down to this. Unless you have some physical illness that keeps you away from being able to do anything, the amount of effort that it takes to educate yourself to where you could participate in some higher return earnings types investments is probably not age limited. All right? Now, having said that, and this is where it gets complicated, guys, having said that, there are many times I tell older people not to invest. Say, well, Del, why the contradiction? Because what if the 78-year-old guy told me he had $100,000 in the bank? I would have a completely different answer for him. I go, you need that $100,000 to pay for your living expenses this year, next year, the next 10 years. Because if you're living on Social Security, which is about $2,200, maybe $3,000 a month maximum, and you're only earning $3,000 a month, you need to supplement that in some way. You need to live on at least $5,000 or $6,000 a month. So if you pull $5,000 or $6,000 a month out of the $100,000, you can last how long? If you take that money and invest and it turns around and earns you only 7%, that's not enough to survive. So you see, there's a lot of questions that go into these decisions. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we are going through the mailbag and we're reading emails, and we're doing it to dissect them, if possible, for misunderstandings, just so you can have a better understanding of what people are thinking when they're looking at investing. And because this stuff is so complicated from many different angles, because you're all different, you all have different financial situations, different needs. And so, you know, as a consultant, I have to try to weed through all that stuff to make sense of it all. So here's another one. This one is a three-parter also, so we'll start out here. It says, and by the way, the three parts means we went back and forth on the email a little bit, just question and answer. It says, you really nailed it. I never heard you before, but I listened to you on AM radio today, and your radio show came on. You said if we were questioned, please write, and you would answer it. I'm a 59-year-old woman who had to begin a mortgage only 6 years ago due to divorce. Okay, 59 years old, getting divorced. Number one financial stress in our country is divorce. 50% of all marriages end in divorce. Divorce is the number one financial destroyer because, one, you're splitting everything you have in half, which if most of you think you don't have very much, well, half of not very much is even less. And number two, most of you never set up your life to where you had any kind of understanding who got what if you broke it up. And so you fight over it. So you spend thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands with attorneys fighting over what little you have to where you have nothing left. She goes on and says, I had no savings. I got no money out of the divorce and so forth. I make $100,000 a year, but of course I only take home $60,000. Smart lady, got that right. And this doesn't look like promising financial future to me. I always thought I would like to own a couple of apartment houses where real estate and actually use of money, and invest in so forth, but have really not a clue how. All right. Couple problems with the sentence, besides it grammatically being wrong. The term apartment houses is a very misused term out there for you guys. You have a rental house, a single-family rental house, you have a duplex rental house, a triplex rental house, and you have a fourplex rental house. Once you go above four units in a building, you now have a fiveplex and up, you have an apartment. And apartment houses, there are no such thing. Okay, there is apartment housing, there are apartment units, but there are no such thing as apartment houses. So her ability to communicate what she wants to do is glaringly more difficult because she doesn't know what she's talking about, okay? That's okay, but I just want you to understand that because I don't know what she's saying. She wants apartment. Then she's saying she wants to own those so that she can have money to invest, which makes no sense at all because you own those as an investment. You don't own real estate to make money. You don't own real estate to make money so that you can invest. You own real estate as an invest, or you invest in real estate so you can make money. This is akin to the Dave Belldonna, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Boo, Miles, Ron LeGrand, Carlton Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, and Robert Kiyosaki. And he, you know, everybody's seminars out there talk about outvesting. I'm going to go into real estate to outvest. In other words, take money out of the deal. No, you invest. You put money in, and then you earn a return. Totally misunderstanding what's going on. Now, this lady here, I'm picking on that sentence more than her. I was able to listen to the beginning of your show with five different types of investing to make or making money. Again, she got it wrong. It's not five different types of investing. The show was about the five ways you make money on any one correctly done investment. So here she is separating her mind thinking, there's five different ways, five different kinds of investments I can make money in. There's no way she can learn how to do this with that much of a misunderstanding of what's going on, right? You heard the show. You can go back and listen to the podcast. It's about the five ways we make money on any one investment, right? They still aren't terribly clear to me. That's obvious. But it didn't make sense. The other thing is paying taxes. Tax-free income certainly would be the way to go, and I heard you talk about it as well. Of course, it is. If done correctly, real estate investing can be tax-free, at least tax-deferred, unless you want to pay the taxes. And if you don't want to pay the taxes, you could basically make it tax-free forever. So here's my question or questions. With very few dollars, I mean under $1,000 in my bank savings account, how can I proceed to buy my first rental property that will immediately begin to make me money and put me in position of cash flow, plus not pay taxes and proceed from there and do it over and over again? All right. Let's look at like three or four different things that this sentence, this paragraph really says to me. Number one, to believe that you can buy a piece of real estate for under $1,000 is a big leap. Now, having said that, if you've listened to me for 30 years, we do it. We do buy real estate nothing down sometimes. But in most cases, to do that, we have to have some money. Even though we didn't use the money, we have to have the money to be able to prove up that we qualify for the loan. So if she only has $1,000, she doesn't qualify for the liquidity to get a loan. So she couldn't do it. I could do a deal where nothing down, but I might have to have $15,000 in my account to prove liquidity so the bank would lend me the money. So there's a glaring error there, right? To immediately begin to make money and put me in a positive cash flow position, hey, $1,000 at a 7% return, right? 7 to 15% return, we'll just say 10. 10% of $1,000 is $100 divided by 12 months is like $9 a month. She's going to be a $9 a month positive cash flow position. Again, she's not conceiving it. She's thinking, how can I take $1,000 and go make $10,000 a month? It's the basic concept. I'm sure that there are hundreds of thousands of divorced women nearing my age, or perhaps even older, that, and she goes on somewhere, says, have the same problem, would be happy to know how to do that, okay? So, you know, you can see glaring misunderstanding. So it goes on, there's a third part here, it says, I wrote back to her, I said, to purchase even one small house, you would need at least $10,000 to invest. Unless you're willing to take money out of either your TSP, your Roth, or your personal residence, I don't think you could really get a strong start Yeah, strong start doing what we do. If you are willing to take out a line of credit on your home or pull money from your savings account, then you could get started and build your profits. Let me know what you want to do. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what she actually called me back or sent back to me as what she had to work with. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.